I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but the business is not doing so well. This story happened in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you want to know the place, maybe you've driven by, it's called the Auto Center Store. It's on East 38th Street, and it burnt down after employees lit incense to deal with the gas fumes. I guess the gas fumes were really, really powerful, and they thought, well, this could maybe neutralize the smell. I mean, who doesn't like a good incense, right?
Right.
You know, feeling a good vibe.
But...
yeah, but the employees emptied a gas tank on a car in the shop, and they put the gas into a bucket. When the smell became too strong, they lit incense to deal with the smell. Well, embers from the incense made it into the bucket, and the gas went up in flames. The employees were able to get out unharmed, and they called 911. Firefighters were able to put out the blaze in 40 minutes, but the shop suffered major, major damage.
Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
And it's just like, I would probably do something like that. And I'm not saying they're dumb, but that's obviously, like, in thinking about it, that's pretty dumb. Like, you can't have fire in your gasoline. Like, that's why you don't smoke cigarettes at a gasoline pump. But if you ever had the smell of gasoline, it's very, very overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the situation, but, like, me thinking, like, well, why don't you take the bucket outside?
Exactly.
Or something like that. But just in general, even if you didn't have gasoline, like, I don't think any kind of flame with an incense, like, you don't want that near oil or a fluid of any kind, right?
Normally, no. You would say this is not, does not make sense.
So I feel so bad for the business and those people that aren't going to be having work. I hope they find a way to make that happen. But thank God they're okay. They actually didn't get hurt too bad. That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I don't even know if we should do it anymore. Should we do the Friday freestyle?
Why not? Come on. You're so good at it.
Oh, thank you. But those two aren't.
This is more reason why I think you would be all about it.
Okay, the Friday freestyle. It may not be the best thing you've ever heard on the radio, but it's going to be in your ear hole. Coming up next, Joe versus Liv and Porkchop. Let's get ready. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.